You're listening to the Raiders Podcast Network, your official home for all things silver and black.
And we are just overjoyed. What a little special treat we got today. Friend of the program, John Kondo in the house. And Kondo, we were talking about it, man. This is a little bit different than the Oakland days that you had when you were wearing the silver and black.
Yeah, I mean, just coming into headquarters here, it is night and day to 1220 Harbor Bay Parkway. Just walking in, just pulling in actually to the facility with a gate that actually kind of works. it is quite remarkable, and I'm still touring it, and it's unbelievable.
I mean, the fact that you're at a break in the tour. I mean, 1220 was quite small. I mean, it was great for our purposes, right? Like, I still have like super fond memories of 1220, but like to your point, man, this is night and day compared to what we had in Alameda.
Yeah, I mean, you guys, you know, I'm really, really happy for you guys. Everyone here in the facility that was with Oakland at the time that made the move here. I mean, this is unbelievable. You guys deserve everything that you have all these new toys and gadgets, and you look. You look real now.
Yes, yes. And the toys are fun. I have to say, the toys are very fun. The fact that we're kind of in this crazy, completely decked out, camera connected studio is a lot of fun. But I was thinking about it when we found out you were coming in, where, you know, we're kind of in this era of Raiders football now, the glitz and glam of Las Vegas. And obviously we've gone legit in a whole bunch of ways. But you were there for so long that you saw so many different eras of Raiders football too, right? Where you had the Al era, you had, you know, kind of Reggie coming in, you kind of had the years of not turmoil, but a lot going on. And then you ultimately end up going back to the playoffs in 2016. I mean, dude, you've seen it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it, you know, when I first got to the Raiders, I didn't really know what to expect. I grew up in Pennsylvania. I grew up a Steeler fan. So all I remembered was, you know, my parents or, you know, all the Steeler fans just hating the Raiders. But when I got out there, you know, I walked into the building and I didn't really know what to expect. So I thought the facilities, everything was just, hey, this is just normal. This is normal. But seeing it all, the amount of people that I've made, I don't know if I'd change a thing because I've met so many people, built so many relationships. Obviously, I would have loved to won a lot more. But the amount of people that I've met, even today, I just spent just an hour with Bobby and Scotty, just reminiscing and talking, asking about how the kids are and the facility, everything. So it's moments like that and the relationships that you've built and not only with the people in the building, but just the fan base as well. The people that you win with, that you lose with, you know, you cheer with, you cry with, like that's what it's all about. And that's what I'm, you know, that's what I'm really proud of.
And speaking of Bob, though, man, how cool is that he has that palace downstairs now, man? I mean, I imagine even in Bobby's wildest dreams, he never thought it was going to look like that, you know?
No, yeah, and he was telling me, he goes, yeah, so Scotty and I, we did this whole side of the building, and just walking in through it, like, if you would know, if you could walk through, like, the old equipment room to what they have now, and even the training room,
yeah.
I mean, it is, I don't know how much more of a transformation you can have going from one facility to another than that. It is, like, when you say night and day, it is complete night and day.
I mean, shoot, if you had these all of this when you were playing, you'd still be snapping the ball, man. Oh, we could actually, I mean, you got another 10, 15 years in you.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But, this is, you know, I'm definitely envious of the current players, but, you know, they deserve it. You know, they put their bodies out on the line, and they go out and they make plays, and they sacrifice, you know, a lot, you know, just to be treated and to have a facility like this. They deserve it.
So. Yeah, 100%. Very well said. And it's one of those deals where, like you said, these guys all lay it on the line every Sunday. And I mean, you know how much the offseason, you know, how much of a grind the offseason is too. And it doesn't stop there. And it's a 365 day a year job and responsibility. And to be able to come to a place like this and go to work in a place like this, I imagine as a player, it's got to feel really, really good.
Yeah. I mean, just walking into a building that looks like this, it is, you know, it'd make me want to come to work every day and just having the facilities, having, you know, being able to take care of your body, to work out, to even have like a training table or the kitchen that you guys have here. It's remarkable.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And I do have to pick your mind on some of our special team stuff, because as our resident special teams guy, having a chance to kind of have you here, we got to do it. But I mean, over the past couple of years, I say really over like the past two, there's been so many parallels drawn between our current group of specialists, so Trent Sieg, Carlson, and AJ Cole, and then the Leckler, Kondo, Seabass triumvirate, right? And I don't want to make you play apples to oranges or anything like that, but when you think about the run that you guys had, and throwing Marquette in there too towards the end, I mean, do you see any like similar characteristics between the 3/4 you guys and then kind of what we have here now?
I mean, there's obviously similarities. You know, you have a punter, snapper, and kicker. I don't know them really on a personal mm-hmm. level, so it's hard to compare that way. But you could tell the product that they're putting out on the field. You could see the similarities. You could see the closeness that they have, the trust that they have with one another. If they did not have that, you wouldn't see the results that they were having, especially last year and the last couple of years, you know. So watching them, obviously, you know, I think about the times I've had, you know, with my teammates and my compadres, as you could say, and makes you think about all the good times you have on the field and off the field. And but yeah, you see them out there, they're you could tell that they're working hard and they're with each other. They trust each other, and that's the biggest thing being a specialist. You know, you got to trust. You know, with Trent snapping the ball out there to AJ, and then Daniel, or I don't know, do you call Carlson?
Kicking
it through. Like, I mean, it's not one part. It's all three, and they all have to be running together.
I mean, looking back now, in hindsight being 2020, like how easy or how hard was it for you to build that kind of relationship with Bass?
You know, when I first got here, you hear all the stories about Sebastian, and I was kind of scared. You could say, like, when I first met him, because I didn't.
He's a big dude too, man. I mean, he's a big guy.
But I didn't want to approach him the wrong way, and you know, his English wasn't, you know,
sure.
You know, and like I just didn't want there to be anything lost in translation and whatnot. But I think when I first came out here, the more I talked to him. And Leck as well, they made me feel real comfortable. It wasn't all snapping. It wasn't all football. It was like, hey, let's go get a drink, or let's go get something to eat, or let's go play some cards. It was always like something like that. The more they did that, right away too. The more they did that, it just made me feel extremely more comfortable with them. And I think that resulted in me being more comfortable with them. It shifted onto the field. And it made me less anxious and less, you know, it made me feel I didn't have to perform, you know, and in reality, it actually made me perform better.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, you didn't have a lot of bad days wearing silver and black. I mean, maybe a handful over the course of, what, was it 10 years that you were a Raider?
11? Yeah, 11 seasons, 11? Practice squad 1 year.
Golly. Is it cool now? I imagine, though, you got kids now, and you're kind of in that chapter of the book, but, you know, you see all these incredible highlights, especially of Bass and of Leckler, and you know, I feel like the Bass and the Snow one we see, you know, mm-hmm. 3 or 4 times a year. Is it cool to be like, hey, that's me.
Yep,
that's
yep.
me. I know that's, you guys don't believe it, but that's me.
That's my butt. That's my butt. Yeah. No, it's you know, any time that there's a Raider game on the TV, or any time my kids see the shield, it's like, it's daddy's team.
Yeah.
And they ask me, are you playing this week? Are you playing this week? I'm like, no, unfortunately I'm not, you know. But no, it's quite a trip, you know, to have kids and I have like a little room that I have all my memorabilia up, and to see them now, it's just like kind of normal for them, but anytime they have friends and they like to show me off.
What's the coolest thing in the Kondo man cave? You only get one.
Oh man. Only one. It might be a painting, actually. Not even a sports memorabilia. It's a painting done by Ronnie Wood, one of the guitarists.
Oh, nice.
For the Rolling Stones that he did. It was a big print. It's a pretty cool, I think the piece is called Conversation Piece. And it's probably about the size of this window here. But it just has color. And everything in my room is a lot of black and silver. And that color just makes it pop. And but yeah, that's probably...
That's a good one, though. Yeah, man. I don't know if there's a lot of people.
I mean, that's the one that really sticks out.
I mean, I don't know if there's a lot of people that can flex and be like, oh, yeah, I have a Ron Wood original painting in the house.
I mean, I have some great, great jerseys up, you know, C. Wood, you know, Freddie B., Willie Brown, all those guys. Jim Otto. Like, I have a lot of jerseys up, but it's, I don't know. Those are all my friends. It's friends, but it's, you know.
Yeah, they're peers.
People who I've walked around with that are normal to me. But yeah, I'd say probably just a Ronnie Wood piece.
That's a pretty good one. That's not a bad one.
Because there's probably 150, 200 little,
yeah, little
pitchers, yeah, jerseys, footballs, helmets, baseball bats. I got a lot of stuff. So
that's pretty sweet. And, you know, it's, it all comes back to, and I've talked to everyone about this, like, you know, as much as it's about winning and losing on Sunday, like, this, at the end of the day, is a relationship business, right? Like, this is, you know, the fact that, gosh, it makes me feel old that you've been out of the game for as long as you have, and you get to come back and do all this, and me and Marcus and all the guys are still here, and Bob and Will Kiss downstairs. Yeah. But it really is like a relationship building business, and the fact that, you know, we get to have these conversations and look back is a lot of fun. And I think that one of the relationships that we talk about a lot, and we talked about earlier, was you and Leckler and Bass, and you and Bass still see each other, which I think is pretty awesome too.
Yeah, he was just out visiting, made a cross country trip with his kids after school in May, and came out, and he was in the Phoenix area where I'm living at now, and he came out for 3-4 days, and we got to hang out. Didn't play any golf. It was all family oriented, and went swimming, had dinner together, you know, just barbecues and stuff. So it was really a nice trip to hang out.
Have Condo and Bass gone fully suburban now? Are we not out until 4 a.m. playing, you know, reading the playbook by the jukebox and all that?
Hey, listen, when my kids go down, I'm not far from going down with them. Half the times, you know, I have my two oldest daughters, and they still want me in bed with them to put them down. And my wife sometimes yells at me and say I'm you know, creating a bad habit with that. But I'm like, hey, if they let me sleep in bed with them until they're teenagers, I will, because I want to be the only guy sleeping in bed with them. But yeah, like I'll fall asleep in bed with them. Like, I put them down at 7:30, read them a book, and I lay down, and it's like lights out. And half the times I fall asleep for 30 minutes or so, and then it's like screws up my whole night.
Hey, no shame in that game, though, man. No shame in that game.
Yeah.
But before we let you go, because I know we're up against a little bit, you know, your kind of next chapter that you're doing right now, I think, is really cool. So you're now in the real estate business in Arizona. Fantastic timing, by the way, too. My goodness. But I imagine that's got to be so much fun, so different than what you were doing, obviously, as a football player. But I imagine a few similarities here and there.
Yeah. No, so I'm 40 years old. I say this is my first job, and I'm 40 years old. I've been doing real estate now for about 15, 16 months. And I'm loving it. I mean, this market is kind of nuts. It's starting to slow a little bit, but I found the competitiveness that I've lost in football, and I'm using that basically as motivation and getting up every day, and it just keeps me busy. And it's you know, I'm a family man first. I love being with my kids. I wake up, give them breakfast, and take them to school. Well, my wife takes them to school, but I pack their lunches. I do as much as I can, being a father to them in the morning. And then when they leave, it's like, it's all business. You know, I joined the country club. I don't even golf, because it's like, I'm such a committed person. And if I want to do this, I'm going to be 100% in. I'm not going to do 50% real estate and then go play golf for half the day. No, it's not. It's just not how I work. And I've had a lot of fun doing it. I've had success, and I'm really enjoying it.
That's awesome, man. And it's, like I said, it's so cool to, like, not only have you back here in the building to see kind of all the bells and whistles that we're fortunate to have now, but to hear about everything that you got going on. And like I said, it's just, it makes me feel old now, right? Oh, because when you first got here, I was like a kid fresh out of college, right?
Yeah.
I'm married now. I'm the boring old man. Like, dude, it's crazy how
happens to the best
it does.
Of us.
It
happens to the best of us.
I know, man. It's wild, but it's been so good to see you. I'm like I said, Marcus and I were so stoked when we found out you were coming in, and we'll have to get you back here soon. All right.
Yeah, that'd be great, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the Raiders Podcast Network. For all things silver and black, download the Raiders app and visit Raiders.com.